One of the pieces of evidence that believers in lost technologies will frequently cite is the symmetry and similarity in the Egyptian faces on many of the statues in the Old Kingdom. They were made to a very exacting specifications with all of these points of reference converging, and this was scalable. They could make this bigger and smaller at will, and if you cut the image in half and put one side of the face onto the other, it's almost identical. It really does show it's enigmatic. There's no question that this is better than you would expect for even a master craftsman, unaided with just chisels and whatnot, right? So what happened here? Is this the product of a lost technology? And if so, can we determine which one it might be? Well, honestly, I think I can answer both of those questions here for you. And in doing so, I want to be quick to point out, I'm trying to assist the BaseScan project and people like that that are looking into these things, not trying to debunk them and undermine their efforts. As a matter of fact, I want to show the would-be debunkers out there how to actually handle this kind of thing where we can work together and I can disagree with them, they can disagree with me, and we can actually potentially find something, a path forward where we all have mutual respect and their efforts are not disregarded. So sit down for a second and let me try to blow your mind. Hi, my name is Dan and welcome to Dunking. Now, it's important to note going into this, I'm not here to discuss how it was cut. I'm here to discuss how it was plotted. How were they able to scale this up and down? How were they able to make such exacting replicas that they could flip it back and forth, or they could make it bigger and smaller, and it was always identifiable as the exact same thing? How did they do that? Well, the first thing to mention is the ancient Egyptians at the time did have a thing called the canon of proportions. And the canon of proportions is basically, it's a grid. If you're old like me and you did coloring books back in the day and they put a little picture and then it'll be like a smaller picture and you'd put a grid and then you'd copy each little individual part. That's how the ancient Egyptians did their canon of proportions. And it's an effective method, but it's not perfect, right? It's certainly not going to give you the kind of exacting things that we're looking at here. If this was something that we saw everywhere, then people wouldn't just be talking about ancient Egypt, right? The canon of proportions kind of idea has been used all over the world for a very long time. Furthermore, in ancient Egypt, it was a canon, right? When the convention was based on a set number of squares. So when they would change that number of squares, which they did throughout history, it would change their specifications. It would elongate heads and stuff, as further later statues show. This is well documented by Egyptologists. This isn't Dan off in the weeds somewhere. So the canon of proportions is something that is applicable, but it is not the answer. And it's people trying to insert it as the answer really are, they're just doing the debunking thing. They're not really looking at it from a practical perspective. This isn't good enough to do what we see. But if we go thousands of years forward in time, we do find a low-tech tool that could do the job. In the 18th century, a French artist named Nicolas Marie Gâteau invented what's known as the pointing machine. And basically, this is just a framework that is made to replicate a statue. They can take the measurements from one statue and move it to a rough block of stone. It measures the highest and lowest points for each little section that they go to carve. And it is very important that everything's made very exacting. This is painstaking work. Don't get me wrong. This isn't like they just do it easily. However, this has been used to mass reproduce statues. Not every day. They're still expensive. But if you want to copy, the Romans had a similar setup as this thousands of years ago. Not identical. But they were able to use it to copy Greek statues to sell to rich people. They were able to make enough of them to make a profit off of this, and they were copying, making basically identical copies of what they had before. And now this is the type of machine that would allow them to make exacting measurements from one side of the face to the other. They would be able to scale it up and scale it down. All these things pointing machines are capable of doing, and this is known by sculptors. I'll leave some links down below where you can read about them, watch videos about them. They're a pretty interesting tool. And it still takes a master sculptor, don't get me wrong. This doesn't just like, magic stone's done. But it does give them, it's not just a set grid. It's a very exacting way for them to know exactly how high up, exactly how far in, and exactly what their arcs need to be. They can measure this, and they do thousands of times throughout the making of a single statue. I believe that this is the tool that was most likely used by the ancient Egyptians. But that wasn't supposed to have existed until the 18th century. The Roman equivalent is still a couple thousand years afterwards. So what does that have to say about the data that the VASE scan project, has brought to bear? So much like the VASEs themselves and me pointing out that their data definitely demonstrates at the very least that we have lathes in Egypt, you know, a couple thousand years before they were supposed to have existed. This is the same kind of thing here. This pushes the dating of a good pointing machine back, and not just some generic one, a fucking good one, back thousands of years. Thousands of years. Okay? That's a big deal. Now, this is the kind of data that, you know, it's going to be ignored more or less by academics because it's coming from the VASE scan team, so fuck those guys. And it's also the kind of data that, sadly, the VASE scan team's not exactly, it's not their favorite thing. This isn't fun, ancient high technology to fantasize about, right? Man, if you're trying, it's a lot cooler to have something cool. So I understand that, you know, this isn't the ancient lost technology we're looking for, right? But it is extremely valuable. And in my opinion, letting the VASE scan guys know that this isn't exactly proof of high technology, but it is proof of out-of-place technology. And, you know, hopefully it helps them refine their efforts to a degree, and I'm sure that in the minds of some of them, it's going to at least, I see it over here, and I'm skeptical of the high technology thing, but I still see the value in y'all's work. And I'm hoping that some of you other people out there, will quit calling these guys a bunch of fucking grifters and point out and see that some of what they bring to bear is actually valuable and can increase our knowledge on the tech level of ancient Egypt. Now, you might have to ignore some of their more outlandish claims in order to find the VASE scan team, like, valuable or whatever. Not some of you guys are just, like, knee-jerk laughing at shit. But, again, they're bringing data to bear that is valuable and is changing the perception of ancient Egypt if you're willing to actually look at it. That's valuable. And not looking at it because you don't like some of their outside beliefs is kind of. Now, I know this is a lot more nuanced take than a lot of people are going to appreciate on such a hot-button topic, but the thing is, if you're looking for ancient high technology, you kind of do have to start from the lower-tech options to work your way up. Otherwise, it just doesn't really make sense, right? There's no reason to posit it's something greater technologically than a pointing machine if we know a pointing machine would do the job. Now, that doesn't mean that these guys should stop looking for signs of higher tech. This, as a matter of fact, I would hope that they would keep doing it because this is great data. This is data that even if it doesn't prove the tech that they want, it does prove higher tech levels than you would expect to find in the record. So I can't begrudge these guys at all. I certainly take issue with calling them grifters and stuff. And I will say to the debunkers, by disregarding their data, by just jumping straight to the provenance thing and saying, you guys, you're fucked on all of this, you're wrong on the VASEs, you're wrong on the faces, you're always wrong, we've always got an answer that's simple and low tech, and we got a knee jerk, we can knock you out of the park so quick. That attitude, you're leaving them to generate this data, which they are generating, and then have nobody skeptical to look at it. They got to jump to a fucking electrician on YouTube because the scientists won't give them a fair shake. That's kind of messed up, you guys, honestly. It's really messed up. They should have some skeptics, some people that are different-minded than them, but are that are respectful of them looking at that data. All right? And I can't believe that I have to be the one to say this sort of thing. And I could bitch about this all day. I'll stop now. Sorry. Anyway, VASE scan guys, don't be offended, please. And debunkers, calm the fuck down. And I'll try talking to these guys. They have some data worth addressing. Anyway, tomorrow I will be having Matt Bell on for a live stream. And I'm going to flip the script on him. Instead of him getting to interview me, I'm going to interview him. It'll be fun. We'll just talk a little bit. And if you watched our chat on his channel, it was great. If not, links in the description. You go check it out. We had a really good talk. And we'll talk tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Also, I'm going to be speaking at Cosmic Summit 2025. Matt's also going to be there. So if you want to see us both in person and chat with us there, that would be a good place to go. There's tickets and stuff down below. You can click on those. Anyway, I want to thank you guys very much. And I really want to drive this point home. There is a lot of people out there that you're going to disagree with. on a very fundamental level. There's going to be things that you see that they don't see, okay? If you are still willing to give them a fair shake, a lot of times you will find this isn't so bad. You should give them a lot more rope before you just decide that they're being dishonest and that they're grifters. You know, you should wait till you catch them in a handful of open lies. Have a good day.